This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of civilians have been fleeing the Kurdish-majority city that is Hasaka since the Syrian airstrike started. Witnesses are saying dozens of people have been killed. One Kurdish man said people were fearful following the airstrikes and wanted to return to peace and security. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says people on the ground were attributing the airstrikes and the heavy fighting to the recent understanding between Turkey, Iran, and Russia. Airstrikes marked the first time since the start of Syria's civil war in 2011 that Syrian government warplanes targeted a majority Kurdish enclave. In Afghanistan, Taliban militants launched a coordinated attack this week in a strategic northeastern Baghlan province, which links the country with its northern and northeastern provinces. Hundreds of families have been displaced by the attack. Taliban had closed the highway between Baghlan and neighboring Kunduz province. Kunduz, which briefly fell to the Taliban last year, also has been under Taliban attack for the past few weeks. Zambia's main opposition leader has filed a petition at the Constitutional Court challenging last week's re-election of President Edgar Lungu. Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development says the vote was rigged and says Lungu did not receive the 50% required to avoid a runoff. Zambia's Electoral Commission said Lungu won 50.35% of the vote against 47.63% for Hichilema. Political tension in Zambia is accompanied by a struggling economy. This is VOA News. The United Nations Children's Fund is warning the recruitment of child soldiers in South Sudan is on the rise. We get that story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UNICEF reports more than 650 children have been recruited as soldiers by all armed groups in South Sudan so far this year. And UNICEF spokesman Christo Bouyarak says it is feared many more children will be forced to fight because of renewed conflict in the capital, Juba, and other parts of the country.
When children are seized by armed groups or forces, they suffer immense physical and psychological long-term damage. And we fear that a further spike in child recruitment could be imminent.
An estimated 16,000 children have been recruited as soldiers since war between the government and rebel groups broke out in December 2013. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Myanmar's leader, State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi, has met with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. They discussed the future relations between the two countries. Aung San Suu Kyi's visit to Beijing is her first major diplomatic mission since her National League for Democracy Party won a historic landslide election that brought an end to five decades of military rule. The Nobel Peace winner is barred from serving as president under a military-drafted constitution, but holds several key posts, including state counselor and foreign minister. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump tried to woo African-American voters away from his Democratic Party opponent Hillary Clinton Friday, saying Democrats, like Clinton, take the African-American vote for granted. Trump also accused Clinton of wanting to give jobs to refugees rather than to African-American youths who Trump said have become refugees in their own country. Clinton responded by retweeting an excerpt from Trump's speech with the comment, "This is so ignorant, it's staggering." At the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, the U.S. women have retained the 4x100-meter relay title and helped Allyson Felix win her record fifth Olympic gold medal. Jamaica's men won their 4x100-meter relay to take the gold, and for their anchor, Usain Bolt, it was his ninth Olympic gold medal. And American swimmer Gunnar Bentz is back in the U.S., says he never lied about being robbed while with his teammates on the final night of the Olympic swimming. Teammate Ryan Lochte had said that he and three others, including Bentz, were robbed. Brazilian police say that was a lie. Get more on the Olympics at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America as we celebrate something that happens in the summertime in the Northern Hemisphere, and that is jazz festival season all around the world. On this edition of Jazz America, I'll take you to a sunny Saturday in Newport. For the last 3 days in the month of July, the lovers of jazz from all over the world gathered at the beautiful resort city of Newport, Rhode Island, where the grandfather of all jazz festivals first occurred in the mid-1950s. People are still gathering there in this beautiful place to hear some of the most famous jazz musicians in all of jazz history and to celebrate some of the newcomers, too. And that's certainly what happened this year at Newport. I was pleased to be there for a wonderful sunny summer Saturday in Newport, and I'll share with you some of the conversations I had with artists there, including Dave Liebman, Stefan Harris, Gregoire Marais, and Dave King and Reed Anderson of the band The Bad Plus. Let's begin, though, with some music from two artists that I didn't have a chance to play for you with my earlier preview of the Newport Jazz Festival that I gave you earlier in the month of July, and I certainly didn't want to pass over these two great artists, the fantastic vocalist Josie James and the wonderful NEA jazz master Charles Lloyd. Here's music from Charles Lloyd and the Marvels, his latest band and his latest album, I Long to See You. And from that, let's begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America with a song entitled, Of Course, Of Course.
your sword and gun. Lay down your soldier's arms. Got to make it right. All we've done is to war and fight.
Sounding as he did at this just past Newport Jazz Festival this year, the great vocalist Josie James with the song Sword and Gun from his album No Beginning, No End, here on VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and what a joy it is to go to Newport to hear the music. I had the joy of introducing five different artists and bands at various concerts, just as my predecessor, Willis Conover, had done so many years ago. As you may remember, if you're old enough, the Voice of America used to broadcast the earliest Newport Jazz Festival performances, and Willis Conover's voice was prominently featured there as he introduced the bands. Well, I had that joy too. And coming up, I'm going to share with you a conversation I had with the great Dave Liebman, the fantastic NEA jazz master and saxophonist, composer, and band leader, and as he just walked off the stage after a brilliant performance. Let's hear that conversation now, followed by his music from the album Turnaround, the music of Ornette Coleman.
When you say Voice of America, I remember Willis Conover and his contribution to jazz.
Oh, immense.
Immense, and nice to be here in Newport, and nice to see that it's still going on. You're still doing it, right?
Yes, sir. I've been doing it since 1999. And
your name is?
Russ Davis.
Russ, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Well, speak to me about what we just heard here. I mean, I can say, first off, you need some water. You were blowing. I'm telling you, you were blowing.
I like to hear it. I got some nice young boys here. We've got a lot of energy and a lot of, you know, good ideas. I'm trying to keep up with them.
This is a magical place to play, isn't it? How many times have you played here?
No, I played here with Saxophone Summit with Lovano and Robbie Coltrane and then once with Miles in the 70s.
Dave Liebman, folks.
All the best to the listeners, and hopefully I'll see you all and meet you somewhere in the world.
Dave Liebman doing the music of Ornette Coleman, Una Muy Bonita from the album Turnaround. He mentioned he'd played Newport with Miles Davis. We'll hear some music that Dave Liebman made with Miles. The title cut from the album On the Corner from 1972 on Jazz America from VOA 1. Versatile Mr. Dave Liebman playing the soprano saxophone on the title cut from On the Corner, the 1972 jazz fusion era classic work by Miles Davis. I've got more of our celebration of a sunny Saturday in Newport as Stefan Harris, the great young master of the vibes, joins us in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from Abubakar Rashid. He's the managing director at Packers and Movers SL Limited in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And he wrote a simple message. Hi, Russ. Greetings from your jazzy friend in Sierra Leone. I am a frequent listener to your superb program, Jazz America, on Sunday mornings. I'm lucky to get in touch with you through Facebook. Thanks and best wishes. Nice to chat with you. And yes, folks do get in touch with me simply by searching for Russ Davis on Facebook, and then I give them the Jazz America email address so they can get in touch much more easily, since I'm on email much more than I am on Facebook. But it's always good to get in touch with folks however that they can. So here's one for you, Abubakar Rashid from Freetown, Sierra Leone. It's the music of a great pianist and arranger and band leader, John Beasley. Now, he may not be as famous as others in the world of jazz, but In the jazz community, he's very famous as a great player, composer, and arranger, and leader of large ensembles. In this case, a new band he's put together called the Monkestra, the music of Thelonious Monk with a large ensemble, and special guests. Here's the song Epistrophe, the Thelonious Monk classic with Gary Burton on the Vibes. John Beasley, new music on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. gentlemen, please welcome John DeVersa and his Progressive Big Band.
With vocalist Renee Olstead joining him, That is trumpeter John DeVersa from his latest release, Kaleidoscope Eyes, Music of the Beatles, here on VOA's Jazz America. Russ Davis here. Let me share with you another of the conversations I enjoyed at the 2016 Newport Jazz Festival. In this case, I caught up with the brilliant vibraphonist Stefan Harris just before he took the stage to perform with his band, Sonic Creed. Stefan Harris, the master, young guy, two sons, but still looks like a baby. I don't know what he's having for lunch, but I'll have one, waiter. Stefan and Sonic Creed just about to take the stage at Newport. Thanks for letting me stick a microphone in your face, my friend. We've done this a few times.
No worries. The pleasure is certainly all mine. I'm really looking forward to getting out here and making some music.
How many times have you played Newport?
This is actually my second time playing, so it's always, this is really one of the best festivals in the world. You get incredible energy from the audience that pushes us and challenges us to be at our best.
Well, we're going to hear Sonic Creed, and I know this is a new project for you from a multifaceted artist. You've done many, many different styles and setups, and tell us about Sonic Creed, because we're looking forward to hearing the newest.
Well, Sonic Creed is absolutely a continuation of everything that I've been working on. I like to always challenge myself, have new musicians surrounding me who are bringing new ideas to the table and kicking my butt. So I'm excited to get out here and grow and learn and see what the music reveals for us today.
Looking forward to it, Stefan. Thanks for taking a minute to just say hello to the folks around the world on the Voice of America and on Mojo Radio. And just lastly, any personal message for the folks listening around the world that are maybe just turning on to jazz for the first time?
Well, I'll tell you, this is an art form that is all about empathy. It's all about listening and understanding the people around you first before you play a single note. You have to understand the context in which you want to contribute. And this is why I think this is one of the greatest art forms in the world and is truly the sonic manifestation of America's idealism as it pertains to diversity of thought and democracy.
That sounds like a way to conduct our lives as well as to make music. Thank you, Stefan.
Cheers.
And the music that Stefan Harris made with his new band Sonic Creed was inspiring and uplifting and very energetic. Let's get a taste of some of his energetic side from the album Evolution. Stefan Harris with Redbone Nettiebone on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Horace Silver, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Horace Silver, the Horace Silver Quintet.
Thank you.
played Horace Silver's classic Senior Blues, recorded live at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1958 with Willis Conover introducing it. More from Newport coming up on Jazz America.